for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. To start the year off right, I want to salute one of our longtime Drug Truth Network reporters, Mr. Glenn Greenway, who brings us the Poppygate reports. This is his latest report. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The seasonal movie, It's a Wonderful Life, includes the memorable line that every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. In the upside-down world of Poppygate, every time another pound of pure white heroin is produced in U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, another two Americans get their wings clipped by drug war scissors. Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Afghan heroin production has soared dramatically to historically unprecedented levels, about 1 million pounds in each of the last 2 years. Despite intensification of the domestic drug war, the Bush administration's response to Afghan heroin production has been to wink and look away. Estimating that there are 14 hits of heroin in a gram, then last year alone, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan produced and sold over 6 billion individual doses to consumers throughout the world, including children in your neighborhood. 6 billion hits of heroin. Near the end of the movie, the main character, George Bailey, exclaims, "Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail." Here's hoping that 2006 brings our real world George B., a.k.a. the 6 billion hit man, to the same bizarre conclusion. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
You know, I've never met Glenn in person. He lives up in the great Northeast somewhere around Pittsburgh, but he puts in the hours every week, he puts forth the effort, and he brings us some excellent reports, stuff you'll not hear on the network news. I want to take this time to make note of the fact that on the Drug Truth Network website, which is drugtruth.net, we have hundreds of programs featuring Canadian senators, U.S. congressmen, members of the European Parliament, Nobel Prize winners, judges, prison wardens, scientists, doctors, lawyers, you name it, people who've spent time in the trenches of the drug war and who are willing to talk about it. Again, I urge you to visit our website, to educate yourself, to give yourself courage, to speak up, to help bring about the end of 91 years of drug war. And by the way, how about a hand for those Taliban farmers? They finally grew enough for a dose for every person on planet Earth. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.